Watch, deported Venezuelan migrants shut down Texas border port of entry. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on October 15, 2022. Approximately 60 previously deported Venezuelan migrants rushed the northbound lane of an international port of entry leading to Brownsville, Texas, Friday. The effort forced a shutdown of the port for several hours. The port rush was performed as an act of protest. Photographs and videos depicted the migrants as having painted their hands white as a sign of peace. Some of the males chained themselves to each other as they approached the port of entry to prevent against official efforts to disperse the men. Mexican authorities were unable to stop the group from entering the facilities of Gateway International Bridge as they made their way toward the U.S. side. Officers with U.S. Customs and Border Protection rapidly set up barricades and preventative measures to keep individuals from trying to force their way further north. By 1:20 p.m., Gloria Chavez, Rio Grande Valley Chief Patrol Agent, told the protesters that due to a new policy, Venezuelan migrants who enter the country illegally would be sent to Mexico. She told the group that they needed to follow the current legal procedure if they wanted to enter or claim asylum. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. J.A. Espinosa from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles contributed to this report.